And across the state yesterday, supporters of the oil tax repeal joined together in what they called a day of action. That action is using phones and cell phones to record 45-second videos of what they're voting, of why they are voting yes on August 19th. A vote yes is a vote to repeal Senate Bill 21, the oil tax reform bill passed by the state legislature in 2013. A vote no is to keep the oil bill on the books. After recording videos, supporters flooded social media with their clips. The campaign manager for the Vote Yes Repeal giveaway movement says that the movement is people power. He says that's why, while the Vote No campaign is funded by millions of corporate dollars, the Vote Yes campaign is funded by Alaskans, and the Vote No campaign can use television ads, while social media is a cheaper alternative. In Nome, Jim Stimpfel organized the Day of Action event.
I'm voting yes because it's a giveaway to the oil companies with the thought that they might drill for more oil, and I don't think they're going to drill for more oil. And this giveaway is our money that we can use for education, for infrastructure development, for in our communities across Alaska, for revenue sharing.
The Nome-based Bering Straits Native Corporation disagrees. Miriam Ahrens is the Corporate Communications Director for BSNC in Anchorage.
We felt that, again, a healthy state economy translates into opportunities for our shareholders, and that SB 21 would, by incentivizing oil companies to invest in Alaska, would increase state revenue that benefits our communities.
Last week, BSNC formed a coalition with five other Native corporations to vote no on the repeal. Their campaign is called No One on One. The vote to keep or repeal the oil tax reform, SB 21, goes before voters on the August 19th primary ballot. It's ballot proposition number one.